I'd say the crisis is pretty widespread across the DRC. And I think our data really speak to that in three main ways. The first I'd say is that big majorities of the population are really struggling to afford just the basic necessities of life. And so at Gallup, in our 2023 survey of the DRC, we found that 78% of adults struggle to afford food for themselves and their families, and a further 59% struggle to afford shelter. And I guess what we've done on the back of that is create this thing called the Vulnerability Index. And this, the extent to which people are able to meet their basic needs, as well as their social safety net. So in other words, can they count on someone to help them if they're in trouble and in time of need or not? And at Gallup, we class people as highly vulnerable if they struggle to afford either food or shelter and don't have anyone who they can call on to help them in times of need. This year, we found that 38% of people are classed as highly vulnerable.
When I look at your stats, I was questioning myself. In fact, we think DRC is rich in agricultural land and other resources. So how is it possible that 78% of Congolese are struggling to afford food?
Yes, so it's very true that the DRC is indeed rich in natural resources, but also that it hasn't been able to translate this wealth of natural resources into wealth for its people. You have cited many possible reasons for it. One of them is conflict, which is obviously rife in the eastern part of the country. Corruption's another. And our data as well this year shows that 77% of people in DRC feel that corruption is widespread in their government.
What did your survey find about the likely impact of the armed conflicts in eastern DRC on this coming elections?
So I think the first thing to say is that conflict is very much part of the equation of how we go about doing our research in the DRC. We have had to exclude certain parts of the country from our survey sample where there is and has been intense fighting with M23 rebels. But the main, I think, outcome of the conflict that we have measured is people's feelings of everyday safety or lack of safety. In 2023, this year, over half of the adult population, 55%, report not feeling safe walking alone in their area at night. And people in urban areas are particularly badly affected by feeling unsafe. And it's worth bearing in mind that this figure of 55% of Congolese adults feeling unsafe doesn't even account for parts of the country that we couldn't survey due to insecurity.
What are the implications for the December 20 presidential election from your survey?
I think the implications of this coming election are huge. Two of the main purposes of any state or any government are, number one, to keep its citizens safe and protected, but number two, its role in managing economic affairs and the economy. And data from our latest survey really paint quite a clear picture here. A majority of people don't feel safe. And a vast majority, 72%, feel like their local economy is getting worse.